Welcome to today's edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Director of Washington County Public Health, about the importance of sunscreen. This is part one of a two-part interview.
It is warm out, and a lot of folks are going to be outside soon, if they aren't already, for ball games or gardening. And the sun is something we need to think about. What can people do to protect their skin?
Well, absolutely. You know, we want to make sure that you're wearing sunscreen. And it doesn't even have to be when it's sunny. It can also be when it's cloudy, because you're still getting about 80% of those sun's rays, even though there are clouds. So I do want to suggest that no matter what the weather, if you're going to be outside, especially during those peak times of 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., that you are thinking about sun protection. And so sunscreen, long sleeves, hats, sunglasses, all of those things.
And are there certain kinds of sunscreens or SPFs that people should be looking for when they apply?
Absolutely. You want to make sure that you're looking for a broad spectrum sunscreen, which is going to block both UVA and UVB rays. And we can talk a little bit more about that. But also, at minimum, you want to look for an SPF 15. Really, what you're going to want to make sure you're doing is reapplying every couple of hours, especially if you are sweating or swimming or, you know, working really hard or wiping yourself off. You are going to want to make sure that you're reapplying, but you definitely want at least a 15.
And talking about that broad spectrum, can you explain that a little more for us?
Absolutely. So a broad spectrum sunscreen is going to have protection against both UVA and UVB rays. Okay, so UVA are a little bit different. They're not absorbed by the ozone layer. They penetrate deep into the skin. So that's what's really going to cause premature aging. And so 90% of visible skin changes, you know, whether it's freckles, whether it's wrinkles, whether it's sunspots, are going to be attributed to these UVA rays, okay? However, UVB is the primary cause of sunburn. So those are partially absorbed by the ozone layer, but those are really what are going to cause you to get burnt on the outer parts of your skin. So you want to make sure that you are using a sunscreen that's broad spectrum, covers both of those, so you have protection against both that premature aging and also then that immediate sunburn.
And I coach high school soccer, and I often hear my athletes talk about, well, my skin doesn't burn, I don't need to put sunscreen on. Is that the right way to go about it, or do they need to be applying too?
They absolutely need to be applying. So when they test sunscreen, there is basically six different categories of skin, you know, from really light to really dark. And so obviously the people who are more fair, have blonde or red hair, blue or green eyes, are more likely to sunburn. However, just because you have a darker skin doesn't mean that you're not either going to be doing damage to your skin or burn. It might be more difficult, but it is still going to lead to some of that premature aging. It's still going to lead to that damage.
And some of that damage is melanoma. Can you talk about some of those facts for us?
More than 1 million people each year in the United States are diagnosed with skin cancer. So it's the most common form of cancer in the country, but it's largely preventable through that broad protection sunscreen. About 90% of non-melanoma skin cancers and 65% of melanoma skin cancers are associated with exposure to those ultraviolet radiations from the sun. So the UVA and UVB rays. So that's a main reason why having that broad spectrum sunscreen is going to be so important, because that melanoma is very dangerous. So we do want to make sure that those sunscreens are covering both of those UV radiations.
And we've talked about healthy eating habits in the past and getting kids started early. Is sunscreen use something you also want kids to use early?
Yes, yes, yes. My personal motto is gather and slather. So the kiddos in my life, they just know not to fight me on it. But definitely something that you should start early, especially when you've got very young children. Babies should not have direct exposure to sunlight, you know, so you don't want them out in the bright, hot sun. You want to make sure that they're in shade. You want to make sure that you do cover those parts of their bodies that aren't going to be protected by their clothing. So like the backs of their hands, you know, think about that, like their feet, if that's not covered, if they're in the stroller and their feet are sticking out in their sandals. So you want to make sure that, you know, shade is most important, covering them with proper clothing, and then the sunscreen that's not being covered by clothing. But yes, you know, I think a lot of kids are very used to just running outside and playing. So starting those habits early Because, you know, we are seeing kids, you know, even young children, about 3% being diagnosed with melanoma as children. So we do want to start those habits early, because that's going to be something that they'll then, you know, use for the rest of their lives and protect themselves from further damage and from potential skin cancer down the road.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Director of Washington County Public Health, speaking about the importance of sunscreen. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.